So, maybe you've been wondering what it is that gets me off. I mean, you've heard me get off. So, you know that that I at least entertain some pretty kinky stuff. And it's true, I really kind of love those edges and weird places that the human mind can go, that it can be excited. But it's not just that. I mean, there's two kinds of getting off, right? There's the mind and the body. And the mind. I mean, the body is great. Like, hitting that G spot, rubbing the clit, tugging on my nipples. Sure, there are specific ways that you can bring about that physical orgasm. But before I want that orgasm, before I'm even remotely interested in having someone touch me, my mind has to be engaged. Why do you think I spend so much time and energy exploring kink and entertaining all of these different fantasies? It's what excites me. Finding out what turns on other people. Sometimes finding out that things that turn on other people also turn on me. Or turn me on. Yeah, that's probably what I mean. So, hearing about those things that excite you, those taboo, sexy things, whether it's wincest or race play or age play or some good old-fashioned femdom. Whatever it is, there's something alluring in it. And thinking about it gets me hot, gets me wet. I mean, the physical act of orgasming, that's like scratching an itch. But building up to that, thinking about all the ways that two or more humans can want each other, can arouse each other. It's incredible. I mean, the depths and the variety of human eroticism is just amazing. So, I can give you simple directions to get me off. Assuming I'm already aroused, all you have to do. Well, if we're being very efficient, all I need is the Hitachi. About 35 seconds on my clit. And if you want me to come real hard and possibly also squirt, I just need you to slide a finger or two inside me and press up in a come-hither motion on my G-spot. I know how ordinary. And I'll come like crazy. And I can come again and again and again. But here's the thing. I don't want you to touch my body until you've already aroused my mind. Anybody can get me off physically. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that I come more easily than most men. I'm lucky that way. I mean, I know a lot of women struggle to reach orgasm, to climax. But if I'm already turned on, the slightest touch, the littlest things can get me off. And not just once, I can come so many times. And if I get into, if I'm aroused, sometimes just penetration, just being fucked, just the feel of a cock inside me can get me off again and again and again, depending on the angle, depending on the speed, the thrust. But I'm easy. I mean, maybe that's not that surprising to you, but I'm easy to get off if I'm aroused. And the thing is that you can say a lot of things. You can do a lot of things to turn me on. You know, I've always been fascinated by fetishes, by this idea that somebody needs to lick the soles of someone's feet, or to be humiliated about the size of their penis, or to be, well, cuckolded, or placed into panties, or hit, or submitted to. Whatever it is, those fetishes are fascinating to me. Because I'm not sure if I have an actual fetish. I mean, I have things I like. I have kinks, right? But there's nothing I need to get off. Except maybe the arousal of others. Sometimes I think I might actually need to know that I can turn other people on. That my voice, my touch, my mouth, that something I can do can produce arousal in someone else. Maybe that's my fetish. There are a lot of times that I find myself completely satisfied by someone else's fulfillment. That can't be normal, right? I mean, the fact that, well, spanking someone and teasing them until they come all over themselves. I mean, that can't be enough for most normal women, right? And yet it can be for me. So it's interesting. Sometimes I think I don't have a fetish. But maybe my fetish is whatever your fetish is.